Mr.
Hello.
Dexter. Dexter?
What's going on, son? Yes.
Not much, mate, you? Right, see this guy? See this guy? I was fighting with him a wee bit to get him to do it. He was asking me a bunch of questions. I explained everything. And he's like, right, I was like, look, we can just leave it now and you can say rest is the best, or we can just do the review and you can see what's going on. It's up to you. We'll do it right now or else never. And he said, do it now. So, right, but I sent the email, Nathan Heffernan, bro. So he's with rest.
Yep.
Heffernan. He's got more than 100K. I didn't get specifically. I didn't want to kind of scare him off. And then he's like 35, mate.
35.
So I'll get him through now. Yeah.
Okay, perfect,
right,
my friend. Cheers.
Nathan, thanks for your patience there, mate. Okay,
yeah.
So I've got Dexter on the line now. He will take over from here. Now, any questions, Dexter will get them sorted for you. But best luck with your results when they come, mate, all right?
No worries. Thank you
good
very
man.
Much. Enjoy
take care.
All
good, mate. You too, my man.
Nathan, how are we, my friend? Dexter here.
You doing yourself? How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. It's a little stormy now, but it was perfect before. How's the morning been so far?
Sort of, yeah, not too bad. Just at work.
Not too bad, perfect. Are you at work now?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect, easy. I'll make this as quick and simple as I can for yourself. So what was the main reason you put that inquiry through, my friend?
At the time, which was a long time ago, I just wanted to know. And then when I did some Google searches and whatnot, found out that I was right where I am, so I didn't go any further with it.
Okay, easy. And so you've got your app open there, I believe?
I do.
Perfect, Nathan. Well, I've just sent you through a text message. It's just got our company details on there as well as our website. I do like to be transparent for yourself. But other than that, let's get underway, my friend. So you're with REST, correct?
I am.
Still there, Nate?
Yeah.
Easy. Give me a yell once you have that app open and we can get started.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were waiting for me. I'm waiting for you. Yeah.
Oh, no, you're good. Perfect. So on the REST app, first thing you should see there, current balance. We'll start with that one. What are you looking at currently?
Well, I've got to go back to home. $217,376.57.
$217,376.57?
Correct.
Perfect. Now on the REST app, you're going to select more down the bottom left.
Yep.
Once you select that one, it should state your name at the top. Is it just Nathan Heffernan or is there a middle name there at all?
It's got a middle name. William.
Middle name and William. Just W-I-L-L-A-M.
Correct.
Perfect. And your member number is below that one. Do you want to read that one back to myself as well?
I'm not sure if I'm comfortable giving out stuff. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no problem. I'm more than happy for you to do some research on the website. With the member number, just note that we can't actually do anything with that one except for add more money to your account. So unfortunately, we won't be doing that today.
I'll give it to you.
No problem.
126.
126,
two,
yep.
23.
23, yep.
55.
Yep.
93.
93. So I'm going to read it back. You got 126, 223, 5593.
126, 23.
Yep.
5593. Yeah,
okay, perfect. So 126235593. Perfect. Now on that same more page there, next thing you're going to select is investments. So it's going to bring up your My Investments page on your portfolio here. And we're going to see what you're currently invested in. So
overseas
shares. Just shares. So is it Australian shares index or international shares index?
It doesn't say on it, it says overseas shares index.
Okay. Overseas. And is that a 100% allocation? So
correct.
Future contributions, it'll say. Yep, perfect. Beautiful. Next, we're going to go back on your to that more page again. You're going to select insurance this time.
Yep.
And then we're going to look for what you have. So it should say maybe death underneath it, it cover amount there.
Death, 676,000.
676. And your premium for that one, it should say that on the right. So it should say cost per week.
$7.50.
$7.50. And do you have any TPD or income protection there?
I've got TPD, yeah. For TPD? $461,500.
$461,500. How much are you paying for that one, my friend?
$7.83.
And no income protection?
Nah, I took that off. I didn't need it. I got one.
You took that one off? Okay. No problem. Beautiful. Now, the next question for yourself, do you have any beneficiaries nominated? So if you select back again, for more page, you should be able to select.
Yeah, I got 50% to my wife, and then I've got 25% to both of my boys.
Okay, perfect. Wife, son, and son. Are they binding beneficiaries or non-binding?
Non-binding.
Non-binding for all three?
Yeah.
Yep. Now, do you know the difference between binding and non-binding at all?
No.
No. So a binding beneficiary essentially means the super fund will have to pay that if you have bound it. If it is non-binding, a trustee can choose not to pay it or it can be contested. So an example, you have a crazy ex. You pass away. She wants some of that super fund. She can try and contest that for yourself.
Right.
But if you have it down as binding, they're unable to do so. So essentially it kind of locks it into the person you have nominated that will definitely receive the money rather than the fund being able to choose if they want to pay that one or not.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you be open to making them binding, or is that something you'd like to do in the future at all?
Yeah, probably.
Yep. I'll just write a note here for the advisor for yourself.
But I don't have any crazy exes, so the chances of that happening is probably not happening.
Chances of that happening is low. It can be anyone.
Moment,
it could even be one of your kids. Yeah. It can even be one of your kids in the future. Like if one's down to 25, one down is 25, they can try and contest to get more as well. Like it can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to do it now, that's totally fine. I'll get an advisor to note that for yourself. Next thing for yourself is date of birth. What's your date of birth, my friend?
28th of the 10th, 1989.
1989. Perfect. You can close that app up, my friend. Everything else we need is just off the top of your head. So I'm just going to confirm some quick details from yourself to start us off. So I've got your name down as Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N. Middle name, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Nathan, do you have a preferred name at all, or just Nathan?
Just Nathan.
Just Nathan, perfect. Last name down as Hefferman, H-E-F-F-E-R-N-A-N.
Correct.
Birthday is the 28th of the 10th, 1989.
Yes.
Male, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yep. And partner married or single? Yeah. Well, you never know. It's always good to ask.
Yeah, that's right.
Married?
That's right. I am married, yes.
Married. Best phone number is the one you're currently on, which is 0409-057-480.
Correct.
Best email address for yourself, nathan@stairpro.com.au.
Yeah.
Perfect. And is that a work email?
Yeah, but I use it personally. Yeah.
You use it for just everything? Yep. That's fine.
I've got two, but that's not my main one I use.
Got two? Do you want me to leave it down as this
no,
work email? Or do
yeah,
you want to put it
yeah, yeah, it's fine. It's one that I do
yep.
use.
Perfect.
The one that I had before, I hadn't worked on it. I'm still using mainly because of
no problem, my friend.
The crap going to eat.
Whatever's easier for yourself, it's the only thing on my life. Now, Nathan, would you happen to know your tax file number by any chance? Super is tax deductible. We also do require this one by law due to anti-money laundering laws. If it's not in this call or the fees, if you do choose to proceed, you will be required to present that one. If not now, that's totally fine. What's your best home address?
29.
Yep.
Arlington Street, Arlington Street at Underwood.
Underwood, and what was the postcode for Underwood? I should know this one.
4119.
4199, yep. And is your postal address the same?
Yes.
Yep, easy done, my friend. You mentioned you had two children before, correct?
Yes.
Two sons. I just need the ages of those two for yourself.
Three and five.
We'll be okay without names. Three and five. Congratulations. Are they a handful yet or well behaved currently?
No, they're
not too bad.
As you can expect, two boys fighting.
Yeah, that's how it is. Build a character young, fighting each other.
That's
and let it very young.
Yeah.
Me and my brother used to be the same. What was your partner's name?
Amanda.
Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A.
Yep.
Same last name as herself?
Yes.
Yep. And her age?
36.
36? Perfect. What's your job title, my friend? I know it says Stairpro here, but do you have a certain title or anything?
I've put it down as operations manager, but it doesn't really mean shit. I work with my father in the business.
Okay. And just a day-to-day for yourself, what do you usually do on a day-to-day at work?
Mainly installs of staircases. Yep.
Are you doing like hardwood or is it all tight?
Everything.
Sorry?
Everything.
Everything? Okay.
Everything.
Install quote and fit staircase. Or quote and fit staircase. What was their company name, my friend?
Stairpro. S-T-A-I-R-P-R-O. All one word.
Stairpro. And I'm guessing you're full-time in this one?
Yes.
Yep. Do you do 38 hours a week or do you more?
I'm on salary, so it's
you're on
whatever.
Salary. Okay.
How
long have you been working here for?
We'll just say 10 years, I have no idea.
10 years? Any trade qualification for that one? Do you need to be Cert 3 in carpentry or anything like that?
I've got Cert 3 carpentry. I've done my Cert 4 in building as well.
Carpentry, that's a good one. Cert 4 building. And I'm not too sure about this one for yourself. Do you work with heights above 12 metres?
No.
No? Anything above 8 metres?
But I wouldn't say that I haven't, but generally not. We don't do height.
Generally, no.
And if there is, it's all got full protection, all the rest of it. So.
Easy. What's probably like the highest story you'd probably go up to if there wasn't anything installed there?
Usually it's all got full protection. We're pretty safe.
Okay. Any hazardous materials at all?
No. Well, other than like say MDF, but no, not really.
MDF and stuff. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And what would you say is your gross income per annum?
About 140 at the moment.
140, and the household income for yourself and partner combined?
210.
210. No other occupations for yourself? No side hustles, businesses, anything like that?
There's one starting up, but it isn't generating anything yet.
Nothing yet. Okay. What would you say an expenditure per week is for yourself? Like, what do you need to spend to be able to live your just week-to-week life or day-to-day life? So we'll include like mortgage, rent, groceries, miscellaneous items for the kids.
That's a hard question because I've got like 10 bank accounts.
Yeah.
We all have sub accounts and I just split our wages up into all these different accounts, saving for, like, say, your rego insurance and all the different things.
Smart man here.
So everything that's used, it gets put away. So whether like the actual what we use from week to week, I wouldn't even really know because it all just gets divided up.
Okay. What would you say is a rough figure? So say you were getting paid $1,500 a week. How much of that would you spend?
Yep. $800 for the mortgage. Say 2,000, I don't know.
2,000 a week, yeah. And what would you save a week? Is it a bit on and off?
That's right. I don't even know because it goes into all these different accounts that technically is savings, even though it's getting allocated to registration, for instance. Like it's not really it's not really saving, but it is. That makes sense.
Okay. Do you want me to put an on and off figure at all, or do you want me to just put zero?
Well, it'd be whatever's left over of the. So it's. I mean, we. What is it? I get 2,000 in the hand. So it's 2,800. So say $800.
$800. Yep. You're guaranteed the 12% into your super from your employer, or do they pay you extra?
No, just the 12.
No, just the extra. Do you do any salary sacrifice at all?
No.
No. Would you like projections on if you were to do a salary sacrifice?
I wouldn't be able to afford it.
You wouldn't be able to afford it, no problem. Any concessional or non-concessional amounts put in, so out of your bank account?
No.
Nope. Perfect, my friend. What age have you thought about the time?
Just stay there for 2 seconds. I've got someone asking a question.
No problem. You're good.
Yeah. So you get that top string in into that middle post, and you can do you can basically put all those stringers in. And then get a measurement in between the top for that top tread to the post. You got to measure off the wall to the checkouts and the post to the wall stringers. I'm back with you.
You're back with me? Perfect. What age would you like to retire? Have you thought about this one yet?
Really, I spoke to a guy who was 90-something, and he was still working in his business, and he said that once you quit, you die. So I don't know. I haven't decided on that one yet.
Do you think you'd go maybe 65, maybe a little longer?
Just say 65, but who knows.
65, yeah. And what would you say an ideal or required income is for yourself when you do retire in today's money? So factor into account that you probably paid off your mortgage by then, or your super has come a lump sum and paid that off. What do you think you'd be comfortable with living off a week?
Living off a week's one thing, but if you're wanting to save money to go on holidays and whatnot's another. But
So what would you say is ideal for yourself? What would you want? Would you be happy with the 2,000 a week still, or would you want maybe more?
That'd probably end up doing it because you wouldn't have the kids at home. You wouldn't have the mortgage. So I'd say 2,000. Who knows? I don't have anything.
2,000 at this point?
Yep.
Well, that's okay.
I don't plan on relying on super to retire.
Okay. And are you going to do a little bit of combination between assets and super?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yep, that's a good plan. Perfect. Now, next, we're just doing assets and liabilities. We don't need to put everything here. We're just going to do the main things: mortgages, investment properties, shares or crypto, credit cards, personal loans.
Any motor vehicles above
10K?
No personal loans, no credit card. Got 2016 Hilux, which would probably be 40,000, something around there. Whatever they're
I'll put that one down as 40. They've gone up a little bit. I'll put that one down as 40 for you. 4x4,
Wife's got a RAV 2013 RAV4. What's that? 15.
I'll put that one down as 15 for you. And you mentioned before mortgage you have?
Yeah, I got a house that's got a $400,000 mortgage on it. It's probably worth a million.
Yep. And you're paying $800 a week or fortnight on that?
It's a bit more than that's a week, but it's not what I'm required to pay. It's just I'm paying a little bit extra.
Yep. Great. Getting it down low now. Do you know what bank that was through?
Westpac.
Westpac, and you're looking at a variable interest rate, yeah?
Yeah, we are on. Yeah, we are on variable at the moment.
Variable. Are we looking maybe 5.6 or lower or higher?
Again, sorry.
The interest rate, is it around 5.6 or is it a little higher or a little lower?
Hold on, you keep breaking up. It's broken up. Say again, sorry.
Storm rolling through. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep. What would you say the interest rate is?
I didn't look at it anymore. It's around 5 something.
About 5.5 maybe?
Yeah, I haven't even looked to be honest.
Yep, no problem. That's fine. Is there anything else you want to add onto this? Do you own any shares or crypto?
No shares, no crypto.
So we're currently looking at an asset value of $1,055,000, a debt value of about $400,000. Is that what's left remaining to pay on your mortgage? $400,000?
Just under $400,000. Yeah.
Just under $400,000.
$400,000.
Yeah. And your repayments are currently $800 a week. So we're looking good in this section here. Next, we're going to do a quick insurance review for yourself. So these are all medical-related questions. We need to answer these the best we can. They are personal. If we do need to stop at any point, let me know.
Yep.
Perfect. Do you smoke or vape at all?
I do smoke.
Smoke? Do you know your height in centimetres?
183.
183? That's okay. Your weight in kilograms?
92.
92. Your any health diagnosis you're currently managing? Mental health, high blood pressure, broken bones, diabetes,
nothing.
Anything like that? Nothing?
Nothing?
Perfect. Any major surgery last 7 years?
No.
No? Have you seen any physio or chiropractor in the last 7?
No.
No. Have you ever been on a mental health plan or seen a counsellor?
No.
Have you ever claimed on your TPD or income protection?
No.
No. Do you know how much annual leave or sick leave you have remaining?
Lots. No idea.
Lots?
I didn't even take it.
So does your annual accumulate?
Couldn't tell you. I work for my dad.
Can I tell you?
No, I'm a partner, in the business. So
do you want to maybe pull up a pay slip and see if it has a number there for yourself? The reason I do ask is I'll just put this down as 4 weeks for you now then. 4 weeks and
more
weeks?
Yeah.
More week? More than that? Do you reckon 8 weeks, 2 years worth? The reason I do ask is this can affect the income protection waiting period. So on income protection, there's a waiting period before you receive the benefit. This is usually
annual leave
accrual,
679
hours.
It must be hours.
And sick leave, I'm just guessing you got the 4 weeks, you haven't taken any, or 2 weeks.
Yeah, it says 190 hours, but I don't know even what that is.
Perfect. You don't have any, do you have any insurances that you pay for out of pocket for your life?
No.
No. Do you have a will at all?
No.
No. Are you interested in maybe creating or updating one?
At the moment, I don't really have anything. I've got my wife and kids and they're getting everything, so. Don't really need
perfect. Easy done. And have you been bankrupt in the last 5 years at all?
No.
No? Great. And what's something you'd like to achieve in the next 12 months? This can be personal, work-related, or family-related. Doesn't have to be about your super. You can go on a holiday if you want to go on a holiday. What's something you've got on your mind for the next 12?
I would like to go on a holiday, but at the moment, this side hustle thing I want to take off.
Yep. I've got, you'd potentially like to go on a holiday, but at the moment you're starting your own side business. You'd like to see that succeed. What about in the next 1 to 5 years? Would that be elaborating on from the own business part?
Yeah.
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 So hopefully if it all starts taking off, I can upgrade my house and potentially investment properties. Who knows? I haven't really thought that far ahead yet. I'm just stuck in a little bubble of working and developing this thing I'm doing.
So you're in that pretty much that grind state. You just want to see an outcome.
Yep.
Currently. You want to upgrade your house maybe in the future, look at getting an investment property. What about your retirement? What's your ideal retirement? Do you want to describe that for me?
Honestly, have not thought that far ahead.
Do you have anything in mind that you'd like to do, that you like to do now that you maybe want to do in your retirement? Like
go on
for
holidays,
myself,
go, like, no, just go on holidays, play golf, do whatever
golf.
You do when you retire. Don't know, I haven't even really thought about it.
Yeah, that's okay. Go on holidays, play golf, relax. What about regarding your super? What's important to you whenever? Regarding your super, do you want to see maybe lower costs, access to different investments, growth protection? Do you have anything in mind?
Probably the same as everyone else, just wanting to see it grow.
Yep.
But in saying that, like, it, when I say it doesn't bother me, it's like I'm not planning on relying on it. So
yeah,
just hoping it does grow without any major downturns in the stock market.
So essentially right now, you just want to see it grow. You're not really relying on it for your future, but it would be a bonus for yourself in retirement, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. And what about regarding your life insurance? Do you have any specific requirements in the event of a disablement or death? Some people want funerals paid for, others want kids put through school. Is there anything on your mind?
Honestly, I haven't thought about it. Yeah, I'd say the house paid off for the wife, so she doesn't have to worry about that.
Yep.
And to look after her, to look after the boys. See if she gets back on her feet.
Perfect. Have you worked with any financial advisors before this?
No.
Nope. Okay. Perfect, Nathan. Next, we're just going to do a quick risk profile questionnaire for yourself. Then I'm going to pass you over to Seth, the senior client manager. He's going to just book you in, recap what we've gone over, book you in for your follow-up appointment and explain your recommended next steps. The risk profile we're going to do ourselves is only 7 questions long. It's all multiple choice. I'll read the question, then I'll read the answer. Just let me know what best suits yourself. Make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. How would you describe your general understanding of the financial market? I've got A, I have a little understanding, enough to not put all of my eggs in the same basket. B, I understand markets fluctuate up and down based on current events or share performance. Or C, I'm experienced with all investment classes, understand various factors that will influence performance or the market.
I'd say 2 and 3.
2 and 3, bit of a mix between.
Yeah.
Yep. Number 2, it's likely most of your super is invested on the financial market. How do those fluctuations in your balance make you feel? I've got quite uncomfortable. You always want to make changes to improve or protect it. I've got quite comfortable. You never really make changes. You just let it sit there and do its thing. Or I've got C, very comfortable with the fluctuations. You're happy to ride the financial wave.
Oh, it's a bit of everything, isn't it? Obviously, you just, there's a trillion, well, was it $1 trillion came off the Australian stock market the other day, and then you're like, wow, but it'll bounce back, so...
Stupid like $1 billion in a day.
Yeah.
Going down now.
Look, obviously, it always worries you, but you just know it's going to eventually even itself out and bounce back, so...
Yep.
I suppose at my age, I'm comfortable.
Okay,
I'd be more
perfect.
Worried if I was closer to retirement.
Beautiful. In respect to your super, what investment style would you be most comfortable with yourself? You want to see moderate returns, but you'll see some fluctuations there. would you like to see maybe the potential of good returns, but you'll see some higher fluctuations? Or would you like to see the potential of very high returns, but possible much higher fluctuations there?
That's a good question.
Look, obviously everyone wants to see it boom, but everyone gets uncomfortable seeing it fluctuate a lot. But then at the end of the day, it should even itself out. But I don't know. It's a hard question.
Hard question. Do you want to leave that one for now, or I'll come back to it?
I am comfortable with it fluctuating, but if you're talking about it dropping $50,000, then I'm probably not comfortable with it.
Yep. Okay. There's another question down here that we can elaborate on with this one, which if you're super... So how much could your portfolio balance drop before you actually start to feel uncomfortable? So I've got 10%, 25%, or 50%. Just note, during COVID, 25% was like the minimum account drop balance. Most people didn't even notice.
I didn't really notice, to be honest.
You didn't really notice? So would you say 25% for yourself before you do start to feel uncomfortable? Yep. Which superannuation investment portfolio would suit yourself the best? Would you like to see maybe a balance of income and growth? Would you like to see maybe more growth than income? Or what do you want to see predominantly growth?
Say that again?
Which superannuation investment portfolio would suit yourself the best? Would you like to see a balance of income and growth? Would you like to see more growth than income? Or would you like to see predominantly growth?
I don't really understand the question. I can't understand the portfolio part, which I've got it in overseas shares. How's that? What's that got to do with
a balance of income and growth essentially means if your money is coming in, you want to see it go up together. So balance of income coming in towards growth. More growth than income means you want to see your income growing more than what's coming in. And predominantly growth means you want to see that balance grow no matter what.
Number three.
It's all multiple choice. There is no right or wrong answer. Essentially, balance of income and growth means slowly growing. More growth than income means predominantly growing. Predominantly growth means it's always growing.
Well, I'd like to hope it's always growing, but who knows?
Yeah. It's always up and down. Next question, second last one for yourself. If you did see a significant drop in your balance due to the adverse market condition, what would your reaction be? I've got A, I would seek advice from my financial advisor. B, leave my investments in place, wait for that performance to improve. Or C, invest more money, take advantage of the lower share price, expecting big future growth.
Probably seek advice and write it out.
Yep. Perfect. And the final question for yourself, which of the following investments have you ever invested in? Have you had any shares before?
No.
No. Any investment properties?
No.
No. The next one is managed fund, which is currently what your super is invested in. So technically it's a portfolio of cash, shares or property. And then the one below that is your own home, which I already have you down for as well.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, Nate, did you have any questions for me at all?
No.
Now, is there anything you'd like to add?
No.
Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do from here is pass you over to Seth. He's just going to explain your recommended next steps, as well as book you in for that following appointment where you receive those results for yourself. It was great chatting to you today. I hope we can get some good results for you. I'll chat to you later.
Thanks, Dick. Have a good day.
Perfect. Anytime, you too. It'll take around 5 seconds to transfer, so just stay on the line.
No worries.